Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? I'm good. I hope you're good. Or maybe you're great. This is Easy Natural English with Liam. Today's topic is going to be daily routine. But first, I want to say something about the weather. Because the weather is crazy at the moment in Japan. Recently, it's been very cold and wet. I think yesterday it was 4 degrees. It was very cold yesterday. Had to wear many layers. Had to wear a jacket and a sweater and, yeah, thick trousers. But today was, I think, 15, 16 degrees, something, maybe higher. Actually, I think it might have been higher than that. Suddenly felt like a summer day. So even this morning was a bit wet from the rain yesterday. But by lunchtime, it was dry. And I went to play basketball. And it was actually very hot playing basketball. I was sweating a lot. It was outside. Yeah, and it was very, very sunny. And I didn't expect it to be so sunny, so I didn't take sun cream or sun lotion. But I wish I'd have had some sun cream to protect me from the sun. I hope I didn't get sunburnt today. You know, sunburn, when you get too much sun and your skin goes red. I'm gonna look at my arm now. Yeah, maybe I got a little bit sunburn. So yeah, got to take sun cream all the time, even in the winter, suddenly it can be sunny. So I need to be careful not to get sunburn. So daily routine. Do you have a daily routine? I wonder what you do in the morning and in the afternoon and then in the evening. I think I said before, actually, that I'm somebody that usually follows a routine. I usually start every day. I wake up. First thing is I put on a Japanese podcast, start listening to some Japanese, and then I make coffee. So usually my wife is still sleeping. She is not a morning person, which means she takes a little while to wake up. I am a morning person. I like the morning. And yeah, I have a lot of energy in the morning. So I wake up, jump out of bed, and I start making coffee and breakfast for both of us. Although recently my wife hasn't had much appetite in the morning, you know, appetite, wanting to eat something. So yeah, in the morning she doesn't want to eat something at the moment. But yes, I get up and I make us both coffee and I make myself some toast. Yeah, at the moment I'm eating a lot of German bread, like kind of heavy, dark bread made from rye flour. I think, yeah, sometimes it's called Pumpernickel, very heavy bread, but I like that bread. I toast it and then put some peanut butter and some banana on top. So it's a nice, healthy breakfast. And I have that with a black coffee. Yeah, I like to start my day with healthy food. It'll keep me full. But recently our routine has changed a little bit because maybe you remember that we're moving to Okinawa soon from Tokyo. So at the moment we're selling some of our furniture and giving away some of our furniture. So we're giving it to people for free. Just trying to clear out our apartment. So this morning, after breakfast, because today is a day off for me and my wife. Yeah, no work today. So at 11 in the morning, two people came to collect some furniture. One girl took some lamps for free, and another guy, he bought our kotatsu table, which is a Japanese style table with a heater on the bottom. So in the winter, you can put a blanket or a quilt over the top of the table and then underneath the table on the bottom has a heater. So it's very cozy. You know, cozy is that feeling you get in the winter when, when it's cold outside and then you get nice and warm, maybe have a hot cup of cocoa and you go, that feeling in English we call cozy. So yeah, a kotatsu table is very cozy. We might get one for Okinawa, but in Okinawa you don't need it so often because it's much warmer. So yeah, once we move to Okinawa, we don't have to worry about keeping warm so much because it's warm all year really. We'll be moving there soon, which is throwing off our routine, you know, putting our routine into a different order than usual. So this morning, we started with breakfast like usual, but then we had some people come to collect things, which is not so usual. And then we've been doing paperwork. At the moment, actually, my wife is cancelling our bills, cancelling our electric bill and gas bill, you know, cutting that off, stopping it for when we leave. So yeah, she's getting that sorted out. She's getting that done. While I make this podcast for you. What else have I been doing today? So I went to play basketball. Before that we had lunch somewhere. What did we have for lunch? I can't remember now. Forgot. What did I eat for lunch? How did I forget? Yeah, I don't remember. Soon we're going to have dinner, which of course is part of our routine every day. Got to have breakfast, lunch, dinner. Got to have at least three meals, nice and healthy. Some people skip meals. They don't have breakfast or they don't have lunch or they don't have dinner. Perhaps they're too busy. But I would find that very hard to do. I need to have three meals. And I often eat snacks too. Often healthy snacks. So, for example, after basketball today, I had some oat bars, some bars made with oats. So kind of whole grain, you know, a complete cereal. So a bit healthier than just a Mars bar or something. Usually don't eat those kind of snacks. But sometimes I have potato chips or something. But usually I have a healthy snack, like a banana or an apple or something like that. So for dinner, we're going to make a taco soup tonight, which is something my wife likes to make and likes to eat a lot. It's not one of my favorites, but I like it. And I appreciate it when she cooks. So I'm sure it will be delicious. Routine. Yeah, everybody has different routine. Sometimes we can't stick to our routine. I think probably most people like to have a routine. Maybe some people really don't care, but I think most people, we like to have things a certain way. We like to start our day a certain way, finish our day another way. I definitely do. On a work day, you know, I have to take the train. So I always use that as a time to get some more study in. And I often do some flashcards. I like to use an application on my phone. It's called Anki. So A-N-K-I. Anki is a very useful flashcard app. So if you add a series of flashcards, on the first day, you'll see the flashcard two times. And then the next day, you see it just one time. And then the card disappears for 2 or 3 days and then comes back again. So every time you see a flashcard you've made, the space between the repetitions, space gets bigger. So it means you can take things from your short-term memory to your long-term memory. So something that you might forget quickly, You can suddenly remember these things for a longer or forever, hopefully. Hopefully you don't forget them. So yeah, I find Anki very useful way to learn vocabulary. So when I find new Japanese vocabulary, I put it onto a flashcard. But I always make a full sentence because, if you just learn vocabulary without a sentence, just the word by itself, then maybe you don't know exactly how to use that word. You don't know the kind of grammar that goes with it. And, perhaps you don't know what kind of context, what kind of situation to use that word. So yeah, making flashcards with a sentence is a good idea. So yeah, have a look at that app. It's free. It's called Anki, A-N-K-I. If you find you can't remember things, then that really will help you. Something else different today. I made a Patreon for this podcast. So Patreon or Patreon. I'm not sure how people pronounce it, but it's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. So I made a Patreon. So that's a website where you can support people who are making things like this, people making podcasts, people making YouTube, people making free content, because of course this podcast is free. Anybody can listen to this. So if you're a student with no money, or anybody with no money, then you can listen to this podcast and improve your English. But if you do have a bit of spare money and you want to say thank you to me and you want to keep this podcast going, thank me for my time, because it takes a lot of time to make these, then you can go on to patreon.com/easynaturalenglish and you'll find my page. And then you can make a donation to thank me for my time and to keep this podcast going. Yeah, so Patreon is a useful website for people like me who want to make free content. It means, they can get a bit of financial gain from this as well, but still help people who perhaps don't have the money to use it. So yeah, it's a nice service. So I'm gonna finish up here and get back to my daily routine. So that's gonna be making dinner and eating. Perhaps I'll watch some Netflix while I eat dinner, and then probably have a herbal tea like usual, a lavender tea or a chamomile tea to help me relax before I go to bed. Okay, well, thanks again for listening today, and I'll see you again next time.